Welcome to Dr. Fitness, the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we are going to be talking about cavities and can they be contagious?
Are they contagious?
Well, we know about the flu. That's contagious. Colds, right, Lee? You can get sick from somebody else, but can you catch a cavity?
Can you? Doubt it.
What do you think? No. What's your opinion?
Well, the fact you're bringing it up probably says yes, but I would say that it's not, and I would imagine you're basing this on some nonsense you read in the magazine.
No, this is not nonsense. It's actually, well, when we think about candy and we think about cavities, we think first of all about candy and sugar and that the bacteria caused from eating this stuff cling to the teeth and they stay onto the food particles stay there and then it creates acid and destroys the teeth. Right? That's the basic theory
behind it. That's what I used to think.
That's what happens a lot of times. But the same thing can be said about a cold virus can be passed from one person to another. The same type of bacteria can also be passed from one person to another. And the most common is Streptococcus mutans. And just think of this. You have your kids. You got infants. They're particularly very susceptible to this. And the studies have shown that most of the kids pick it up from the caregivers. And how do they get it? Well, guess what?
French kissing.
No. When you check out the food, the mom goes,
the tasting.
Let me taste this. And then they have the kid take it and then to see if it's not too hot or too whatever. And before you know it, we're passing on this common bacteria. They have studies. They show the transmission of this, and it can occur not only through kids to adults, but even between couples, Lee. And what they're noticing is that people who have had no cavities in their lives,
yes,
and no gum disease, all of a sudden they get into a relationship, and before you know it,
boom, it's over.
Right. So the way that you can avoid this or
does
your best.
Does Match.com cover this?
I don't think they do.
Is that one of the things?
No, Match.com does not cover this, but I'm sure this is going to come up. Frequent flossing, brushing, also very important stuff that you got to do. Be careful. But it seems like there is something to be said for passing bacteria from one another that can affect your teeth as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.